Have you ever been in a situation where you really want to say something, but you're not allowed? You can't do it. It's just not, whether it's legally allowed or just someone said, you better not say anything about this. And I think, Kevin, that's what a couple of former Oxford School Board members feel right now. The treasurer and the president, we know Corey Bailey and Tom Donnelly, they both quit the board several months back. And they've already said publicly that the school could have prevented this massacre that happened at Oxford High School. The school didn't prevent it. But they apparently, Kevin, want to say a whole lot more, like the reasons that the district avoids an independent investigation. Why is that happening? They want to say, but apparently they can't do it.
Yeah, Tom, they want to tell the world what they know. They're afraid they're going to get sued. How can an issue like school shootings be something those in the know are not allowed to share? It's hard for me to even fathom that. They could know something that would help another community that's going through this. You know, Michigan State had a school shooting after they did. They could have learned something from what Oxford went through. And maybe things could be learned that would even help prevent a school shooting. You know, we have whistleblower protection. So I don't understand a lot of this. So let's bring in an expert on this. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Laws, on the other end of our line. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
I'm great, guys. I'm great.
I think of this issue, I think of like whistleblowers, they're protected, they're able to come out and say things. Why would these, the former board president and board treasurer, feel like if they come out and say things that are going to help the community and maybe save lives, that they're going to get sued?
Well, there's an attorney-client privilege, and the client is the school district, and they were in their capacity as board members. So the privilege is held by the school district. And when their conversations came, it was when they were in a closed-door session, and those discussions in Oxford, they were between the attorney and the client, the board, not in their individual capacity, but as that of the board. The privilege is held by the board. The only exception would be the crime fraud exception, wherein there was some variety being discussed and counseled. So barring that, there's not going to be a way to pierce that privilege. So they're caught in a conundrum, wanting to be able to speak about truth and facts that were held in this meeting puts everybody in a bad situation. What is it that they know? How do they know it? Should, you would think, be discoverable through the normal means of depositions, except when there is this sacred privilege.
So attorney-client privilege, I would think if you're my attorney, that means you can't share what I've told you. I wouldn't think it would bind me from speaking my truth if I chose to. Obviously, you just pointed out why this is different. I appreciate that. Are there other avenues to get this information out? Or is that why you hire an individual firm or the attorney general's office to come and investigate so that they can get some of these truths out?
Well, I will tell you this. The gentleman that the two people were talking about have hired an amazing attorney, Bill Seikle. And Bill Seikle has carefully basically guided these two witnesses to come public with what they have so far and in some parts their deposition. The key here is, will there be that exception of any kind of crime fraud type exception? That's going to be a big inquiry into this case. In other words, was there something here that there was a cover up or fraudulent in the dealings? Those are the inquiries as it relates to the case. The attorney general, or the Attorney Grievance Commission, or anyone that has jurisdiction to come in and find out if that was going on. First, there has to be an accusation to a law enforcement agency or to a body that governs oversight. Then from there, they go into their inquiries and see if there is a reason to pierce the attorney-client privilege. So I think the story is yet to unfold as time goes on. You know, this is something where...
Hey, we're kind of losing you there, Todd. So I'm going to ask a question. Maybe your connection will better establish here. But I want to ask you this because, you know, the whole attorney-client privilege issue. We heard from both these guys last August. And at that time, Corey Bailey, he came out. I mean, he looked deeply into some of these, you know, threat assessment guidelines. And what he revealed about the school district and the school board back then was pretty, I think, maybe incriminating against the board, and that somehow didn't fall under this privilege. But he talked about all the protocols and the guidelines that were in place that the district did not follow and they didn't train for. Is that information that does not fall under that attorney-client privilege? Why was that allowed to come out?
Absolutely. No, that was done in a public hearing wherein the school board it put in place the proper protocols for a training that they were given. They paid for an assessment, Tom. They paid for an assessment to come in and protect from this type of activity. And they were given notice, this is what they must do, A, B, C, and D. If you look at this public knowledge, I'm not giving anything out there that's a secret, the public knowledge, they failed to follow those protocols that were necessary for protection in this type of situation. That's what they talked about publicly, and it came out in a board meeting. To me, that in and of itself is reckless, and it definitely shows an indifference to this type of activity that could take place. And the people, the families that talked yesterday at the Senate hearing said, it's not a matter if, it's a matter when this will affect your life or touch your life personally. So you have to, in today's day and age, these acts can happen anywhere. We have to do the due diligence. And these two men were pointing out that they were given protocols and didn't follow those protocols.
Very interesting. Well, the community is outraged. They have every right to be, because they want an independent investigation. I'm sure Tom Donnelly and Corey Bailey want to reveal why there hasn't been an independent investigation, but they're not legally allowed to do that. I'm sure they're just dying inside. Maybe one of them wants to be a hero and just say, you know, I'll pay the consequences. I'm going to tell the community what's really going on. But that could be a very costly decision. We appreciate your perspective on this. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Thanks so much, Todd.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one. Your calls are coming up. It's 800-859-0957. Love to hear from you, or texts at 800-859-0WJR.